She says she has so many interesting things that she knows, you know, of the early days.
Good. I'll make a note here so I know where I am. Let's see, this is... Yeah. Well, let's hope it is, huh?
Tool pusher, the one who's handling the drilling, he just knew he'd make a well. He said that they use two bits in 30 feet, and they usually can run 80 feet on two bits, on one bit.
Pretty hard.
Oh,
huh?
Yes, and he said it was hard crypt, he called it, and that's where the oil is in McLean.
Those boys are pretty sharp, I think.
Well, I hope he knows what he's saying. He says he'll just sure he'll make a way out of it.
What did you carry your money in when you were young?
Well, I'll just be honest. I never spent a dime in my life until after I married. My father, though, had the bank gave a little money sack, a little, and it drawed up with a drawstring. That's what he carried his money in. Uh-huh. And he carried the money. The men did. I don't think the women carried any money. But after we married, what money was carried, my husband never carried his billfold or pocketbook or anything around while he's working because he was fired. So he worked hard. And so I would keep it in my hand. Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't a dear. They didn't have billfolds. They had a pocketbook. He called it. But it's just about the size of this. Uh-huh. And draw it up. Sometimes some of them had a snap on the end of them, you know, out of leather or buckskin or something.
Did women wear ornaments around their neck?
Yes, they did. And their watches pinned. They didn't have wrist watches, they pinned them here, you see, on their blouse.
What were these watches usually, silver or?
Gold. All the ones I saw were gold. In fact, my daughter-in-law has one of her mother's watches that she pinned on right there. It was pinned on. On a glass.